Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Welcome back. BDRS nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour, which means we're about an hour in. I don't know where the time went. Hopefully you're enjoying it as much as we are. We're going to be here until 10 p.m. as we always are.
So do you buy a lot of stuff locally online? Because there's a lot of ways to do it now. I know for a while I was on an app called Let Go. There's one called OfferUp. There's Facebook pages. Like, there's a Pasco County one that I always look at. That's got different stuff for sale.
Got my chicken coop off of Craigslist. Fantastic deal. And I've sold a couple of things on the Facebook app and also purchased some patio furniture from Facebook, the Facebook app.
And for the most part, it's been fine?
Been smooth. I've been on eBay since the inception. And yeah, outside of having a misrepresentation here or there, I've been happy with it.
You ever sell stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, shut up. You know I...
What?
Yeah,
you ever sell anything?
Yes, I have sold stuff.
Have you been successful in that?
Yes, I have.
Big money or what?
Yeah, I've gotten some big money.
Like what?
Sold a vinyl album for $750.
Wow.
That I purchased on eBay for $80.
What was the album?
It was a contemporary Polish classical composer named Heinrich Goreski, his Symphony of Sorrows. Symphony
Why would you sell that? Oh, man. Damn. Somebody got a deal.
Listen, I don't think you heard me correctly. I got it for $80 and sold it for $750 because I recognized the value of it.
I think the most I sold a Star Wars figure online.
How much?
On eBay for like $200.
How much did you pay for it?
20.
Like
25.
Yeah, that's not a bad turnaround.
It's a very exclusive figure. Now they're going for upwards of 300.
Oh, yeah, but still, you're right there in the range.
I cashed in right out of the gate.
Yeah, so my serigraph, my David.
What happened?
Shut up.
What? No.
My David Bowie serigraph.
What is a serigraph?
It's like a lithograph.
What's a lithograph?
It's a reproduction of an actual painting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it signed?
Yeah. You know it was signed.
By who?
Who do you think? By Iggy Pop. It was signed by David Bowie, you jackass.
You sold a signed David Bowie serigraph?
Yeah, the things we do because of the divorce.
You're such a big Bowie fan.
I'm the biggest.
I'm assuming you have other signed memorabilia.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it?
I got some rare vinyl. But
wow. Signed?
No.
Oh, man. So you had to part ways with your own... Well, I guess you didn't anticipate that, you know,
what? I didn't anticipate
autographs
what?
Would be so hard to come by now that he's, you know, dead.
Yeah, who did?
Sorry, man.
Thank you, Jericho.
Sorry, no, it's
just,
you're
that's sympathy. Not nice,
because yeah. I mean,
he is not nice.
If you went to try and get an autograph now, I mean, I'm sure the price is
I don't think you would like much. It if he was talking about Whitney Houston right now.
Yes.
Yeah. But I never had a Whitney autograph.
That's true.
I'm sure the price has stayed, you know, moderately the same since his passing for an autograph.
Clearly, when someone dies, the value of signed memorabilia goes up, as if you don't know that.
When you got the news that Bowie had passed, was that one of the first things you thought of?
Well, first, I was initially sad that he had passed.
Did you cry?
I teared up a little later when my daughter sent me something.
Right.
But
Did the autographed serigraph, your only autographed piece of memorabilia, did it cross your mind in the initial moments of the news breaking?
I might have glanced back at the wall where it was.
The empty spot.
It went down.
That's unfortunate.
What are you going to do?
So... 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I'm interested to take some phone calls on this because there's a guy in Pasco County.
Okay.
Deputies are currently looking for a man, and they have video of this. I was watching this on ABC Action News.
Okay.
So the guy is selling a motorcycle on the app OfferUp. He met the guy at a Jiffy store, showed him the motorcycle. The guy gets on the motorcycle for a test drive.
Oh, man.
And the guy never comes back.
Oh, that's so wrong.
They use the app. They arrange the meeting to, hey, man, I would love to buy the bike.
Right.
Let me take it for a test drive. This guy gets on the bike for his test drive, drives off, and then never comes back.
Okay.
The guy never got the man's contact info. Hello. All he knows is his profile on OfferUp, which his screen name was Sonic Knuckles.
Oh, not Sonic Knuckles. Sonic Knuckles running dirty.
This guy is described as a white male, about 30 years of age, about 5'8", wearing blue jeans, black shirt, black baseball cap when he left the scene. He brought the helmet in the video with him and has a cross tattoo inside his left forearm.
I'm looking at, I just watched the video, and I'm going to side with you. That's on the guy.
You think so?
Yeah. You're an idiot.
But he's an idiot for trusting this guy was going to, you know. But you didn't get the money. You didn't get his license. All you know is he's Sonic Knuckles on the OfferUp app.
Obviously, if he's on the OfferUp, he has access to the internet. It's all over the place where you cannot trust people vis-a-vis these transactions.
Do you think people get burned all the time on Craigslist and Letgo and OfferUp? Because there's only one time where I've actually gone through on a Craigslist transaction.
Right.
And I think I've told you before, I've told the story, I was trying to buy Disney on Ice tickets for my kids.
Right.
And I met some guy in a minivan in the West Shore Mall parking garage.
Well, the West Shore Mall, well, I wouldn't have done it in a parking garage. I'd have done it out in the open.
Well, I did think that was kind of weird. He's like, I'm in the parking garage.
I said, well, come on out.
Yeah, I would come. Well, because he's like, yeah, I'll meet you at the West Shore Mall by the Sears.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it was the Sears or maybe JCPenney's, whatever it was. And when I drove around, I realized that was right next to the parking garage. And sure enough, there's the minivan. I thought, oh, man, this is how it ends right here. This is how I go out.
Yeah, right.
I go, oh, this guy's going to take the $150 bucks I've got for the Disney on Ice tickets, and that's going to be it. But instead, he got it. He's like, hey, man, how's it going? Here you go. Great seats. My kid just got sick. We can't go.
You got lucky. You got very fortunate, or were very fortunate. In a situation like this, when you drive a guy, I have a motorcycle for sale and I have a Ducati. So if I were going to sell it and I meet someone.
Well, you got to assume someone's going to want to test drive it.
Okay, but this is what you do. How did you get here? Where's your car keys? Give me your car keys. You can get on this thing. That's how I'm doing that transaction.
I think you got to let the guy ride, bitch, and you take him down the road by himself.
Oh, you do that, right? Yeah.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you've ever gotten got like this poor guy did.
Yeah. Am I handing the keys to my duck right over to White Knuckles? No, that's not happening.
It's Sonic Knuckles.
Whatever. Gene, go ahead. You got got?
I almost got got. What happened was, if you go on Craigslist and you put stuff on there, like this weekend I put 6 things on there, instantly you will get contact back to where they will put the header that you put online into the message and say, do you still have this? And you say yes. And they'll say, well, we can send you a certified check. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
I can send you Western Union. Don't do it. I did it. The Western Union check came here. It was here the next day. Took it to the bank. Told them it was bogus. They said, no, it was good. 6 days later, they told me it was no good. And it was for like $1,000. I didn't cash it or nothing, but I knew it was crap to begin with, but.
My wife was just trying. She had her car that she just sold,
right?
And she was trying to sell it on Facebook and, you know, Craigslist and stuff like that,
right?
And same thing. She got an email and a text saying, "I can purchase the car. I'll send you a money order and I can pick it up." But they just wanted to come get the car and without the money order in advance.
No,
it was very shady. I'm like, I go, no, you can meet us down there. He was like, send me the title. I'll send you a money order. And then we'll take the car. I'm like, are you crazy?
Well, if you do that, you're just stupid.
And I said, no money orders. We'll meet you at the place, and you can either bring cash or a check, and we'll take it from there.
You give nothing of ownership. By the way, thank you, Gene, and I wasn't calling you stupid. You wait until you have cash in hand. And with a money order, you can't trust those because they may clear by the bank only to bounce later. I'd say if someone has a money order or something like that, I'd say, why don't you go cash it and bring me the cash and then I'll give you the title.
727-579-1025. So you don't feel bad for this guy at all. And look at the video. You watch the video. He looks, I mean, his motorcycle's being driven away.
Post it up on the BDRS Facebook page, Jerrica, under stupid head.
No, I feel bad for the guy.
You can't.
You cannot feel bad for somebody that dumb.
You guys are mean.
Man, listen, man, you don't think Golden Knuckles hadn't run this scam once
You think
before?
He's got plenty of...
Absolutely. To let someone get on your motorcycle and you have no identification, you have no real actual name, it's ridiculous.
Well, since you two dicks have no remorse whatsoever, I will say that it is a black 2014 Honda CB500RE motorcycle with a Florida license tag of 9045RD. And if you know anybody, you know any information about the scumbag that took this motorcycle, you can call a Pasco County Sheriff's Office.
Or you can go on eBay and look up the parts because that bitch is already parted out.
Man, you guys are cold.
That bike is no longer together.
Guy just drives it off, too. The video is sad to watch.
It is sad to watch. It's sad to watch stupid people. Tori, go ahead. What did you want to say?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Tori. We're fine. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm really good. Thank you. I just wanted to say first that I love the show. You guys are very sweet. Oh. One of the sweetest people to the callers on the bone.
Even though Mo has no remorse for this guy that lost his bike.
Tori, you ain't got to answer his trash ass questions.
No. No, I don't think so.
All right. We appreciate you thinking we're sweet. Go ahead.
Yeah, of course. So I don't know if the last caller touched upon it, but I was wondering if they could track his IP address from the computer and track him down that way.
I'm sure they're trying various methods to track down the guy.
But, Gio, because you do this kind of thing, it's not that difficult to create an address and an email that does not trace back to your actual residence, right?
Are you saying Sonic Knuckles is not legit on the OfferUp app?
Yeah, Tori, I'm gonna hazard a guess that Sonic Knuckles created it from somebody else's address.
I'm sure the boys down at the crime lab are on this.
Maybe.
Do you feel sorry for the guy that got the bike stolen or no?
No. I mean, he shouldn't have let the guy on the bike for a test drive. I mean, I'm sure now he's looking back like, duh.
Duh, right.
No. Have you ever tried to sell or purchase something on one of these sites?
I have actually purchased patio furniture, just like you, Mo.
What's with the patio furniture?
Dude, man, it's expensive.
Yeah, it was cheap on Facebook, and it was really nice. So
yes.
You got lucky together.
Good Lord, Tori, you got lucky because a lot of people don't understand what used means. And you'll look at prices for furniture and like, well, I can get that in the store for that. You know, I don't want your trashy used furniture. But I'm glad you made a good purchase, and we love that you love the show, Tori.
Okay, guys, have a great night.
All right, you do the same. Thank you.
Again, we were talking about this book because a guy in Pasco County was trying to sell his motorcycle on this OfferUp app.
Right.
And dude rolls up for the transaction, wants to take the motorcycle for a test drive, hops on the bike, drives off, and doesn't come back.
Daniel, you use OfferUp?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so whose fault do you put it on?
It's the guy's fault. He didn't ask for ID. I mean, he didn't do anything as far as any safety precautions. But when you do sign up on OfferUp or Letgo, any of these sites, you do have to verify either with your Google account or Facebook. So they should be able to trace him back.
Okay, but what is his name again? Straight Knuckles?
Knuckle Smash.
Knuckle Smash. What if Knuckle Smash, he has a friend create a Facebook account, or he borrows someone else's account.
You can create a Facebook account in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know that those are enough precautions as far as what offer, because in the end, OfferUp doesn't care if you get ripped off. You know what I mean?
That's true. And I think that's a big part of the problem. I think OfferUp and these other sites should take more precautions and take more liability for cases like this.
Absolutely. But the onus has to remain mostly upon ourselves. And in other words, you can't trust people anymore.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, I sell a lot of stuff on OfferUp and Letgo. actually started when I moved. I sold a lot of things, and I seen that I was able to sell them for more than what I bought them from the same exact site.
Right, but
so now I actually do it on the side as a hobby, and I make $200-$300 a week just for fun.
And you've never gotten taken advantage of?
Never. I always make sure if I meet up with somebody, it's in a parking lot, that I know the guy. Not that I know the guy, but I take the precautions. You have to.
All right, thank you. Yeah, you got to give me a real name. I'm not doing business with somebody called Knuckle Shuffle. That's just not happening.
So this poor guy is wrong because he trusted somebody?
Absolutely.
He wanted to trust. Think there's still good people out in the world.
There ain't.
And the guy got took his motorcycle right, just set, got right out and drove off.
I'm here to tell you, Gio, there are no good people left in the world. They're just people that haven't turned bad yet, haven't broke bad yet.
Well, I feel bad for the guy. So again, if you see the 2014 Honda with the license tag 9045RD, turn that sumbitch in. It's not his bike.
It's parted out, man. It's gone. It's no longer. It's no
What do you think that cost? What do you think it's worth? I don't know anything about motorcycles.
That probably $2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, $2,000 to $3,000. Let's, Ryan. What was the question about the motorcycle guy you had?
All right. So did he just like walk there and take the bike, or did somebody drop him off, or did he drive there?
See, that's my issue. If I'm standing there with you and I don't see a vehicle around that's attached to you and you want to get on my bike, and thanks for the question, Ryan.
It seems to me that they rolled up to the Jiffy.
And he was already there.
And he was there waiting, so I'm sure there were other cars around. So they probably never thought that, hey, one of these cars probably not his. I'm guessing somebody dropped him off, and the whole thing was a setup from the jump.
Or he walked there. This is what I would say. Never
just drove off.
Yeah, yeah. Never. If you're selling something, never let the buyer determine where you meet. You always set that up. Let's go to Jeff. Final call. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I couldn't help but want to pitch in on this. I worked in the bike business for 25 years.
Right.
And the way to shake these guys out is, Mo, you're absolutely right. You bring all cash, nothing else, or don't show. Meet me at the DMV.
Right.
And when you go to the DMV, number one, if they're crooked, they ain't showing up. Number two, and if you test ride it right there and we do the transaction, you don't like the bike, I'll sign the title back over to me and I'll hand you your cash back.
There you go.
That's the only way to do that, without a bike or a car, period.
I think I would have said, hey, let me hold the money, and if you don't like it, come back. Yeah.
I'll give you the money back. And Jeff, being in the motorcycle industry like you said you were, you understand that this bike is now stripped down and being parted out on eBay.
It's in either two pieces or on its way to Miami to a container to go to South America.
There you go.
Poor guy.
Thanks, Jeff. That's cost of doing business, as you like to say. All right, we need to go to break. Jerrica, what do you got for us on the In Case You Missed It?
Ask an attorney may be asking to serve from DUI to LGBT, and Chappelle says, fight this.
Here we go. We're the BDRS.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.